Okay. Good afternoon. Good evening. The we're actually almost finished with the first parak, kind of another piece of two. It's interesting. We're already. I didn't think it would go so quickly, but almost finished with the first chelik, and this is about half of the mamarim in Saita. Saita has in Agarata about, what is it, 120 or so pieces. And this is just about halfway. Okay. So it says here, Vayas Hashem l'kim l'odom l'ishtoi kosnas ar. So it has over here a list of the mahu afata, the inyanim v'akadosh baruch hu that are inyanim of chesed and our corresponding responses. So it says, Rav Shmuel, Vayas Hashem l'kim l'odom ishtoi kosnas or v'aybishim, Rav Shmuel chad oma dova bo min or, chad oma dova sh'or nene mimenu. That it's something which is either made of or, in other words, a wool. So the kosnas or means garments made of or. V'chad oma dova sh'or nene mimenu. It means garments for the R, for the human R, and it would be descriptive. Dorash Rav Shimloi, Tayr Tchilosi Gmels Chesed, Sachsad Mesefa, Gmels Chasodim, Tchilosi Gmels Chasodim, Chesiva Yasa Shem Kim, La'odom Ishtoi, Kosnes Or, Vel Bishem, Vesiv Gmels Chasodim, Chesiva Yikwa Yisibigai. So two memories over here about, the first one specifically about the Kosnes Or, and the second one, in general, going back again to the Musig of Chesed. Let's take a look in the Maral over here. Chadam Adava Bo Min Ha'or. So what's this machloikis? Again, this machloikis doesn't seem to have any great significance, relevance. It's one of the areas that that the Maral makes a point always. You have a garita that's filling in an obvious gap that's necessary for information's sake. You know, without the information, we don't know something about what's happening, or it'd be very unclear. That makes sense that the Gemara would dash something. But when you have an agarata that gives a piece of information that has absolutely no tachlis, so kosnas or, does it mean for the benefit of their skin, or does it mean for the skin made out of skin? Really doesn't make all that much of a difference in Pshat and Pasuk. Whatever it is, because my clothing. So whether clothing are nice to have or tachlis, what's a Pshat? So this is obviously where Chazal is telling us something. This is where the Maral dashes. Machloikas shalehem. Ke'amalbush mishamish neidvorn. Echad ein roya sh'odem orum ipnei abriyos l'chasis arvosei. Kirsiv bikra shalakachos ha'kadosh baruch hu l'vkosnas or v'albishem. So the Maral says here that the musig of beged, and let's talk a little about this. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and his needs have significance. In other words, Adam is an obal chayim, have a certain ongoing needs. So the need for air is across the board. The need for food and water is across the board. Any bal chayim, including plants, plant life, and that's obvious. You can't create things out of nothing. So once we have things, they need sustenance. Shelter, in the sense that there are enemies, things of that nature, is also fairly universal. One way or another, there's some sort of sense of shelter. When your guard is down, you're in a some sort of place and so on. What about clothing? We are the only Bria that needs clothing, except for those people who adopt dogs and they feel occasionally need to put on some sort of little thing on it. I once was Masadik Dushan, actually somebody in yeshiva married a girl of Balas Tshuva. I don't know if her parents were nasty, mean, or had an exotic sense of humor, but they insisted, obviously, that under, you know, when the family marched down to the chuppah, you know, the father, mother, and then the, you know, the brother, sister, whoever it was, the family dog would also march down the chuppah, because, you know, it's he's part of the family, and out of deference to the chassan, they put him on a hat and a jacket on the dog. I kid you not, a black hat and a black jacket. So maybe that's the only other Baal Chai that could, again, I don't know if he needs the clothing or we need the clothing on the Baal Chai, but it's unusual. Every animal was created with no need for, it makes a lot of sense. This is not something that is, it's not something that is be'etzem a foreign, alien thing. It's something that should be built in, just like animals have fur and waterproof skins for those animals. What's the pshat? We don't have clothing. So actually, yeah, it's a chet, and there are two elements that the need for clothing introduced. One is we don't have what it takes us to protect from the elements. So if Adam would live in the tropics all the time, he really would not need clothing. But since Adam is able to reach everywhere, and somehow it became nifkan for the chet, so there's one Indian to have the clothing where it's something that can that allows us to go as far as we can. That's one. But the second element is the musig of skin. It's the organ in the body that keeps everything internal. It gives a certain panemius to a person, that adkan the person and nothing further out. So even something like a one cell, one of the most important, arguably one of the most important, if not the most important, I don't know if you can call it an organ, organelle of a cell, is the outer membrane of it. Because without that, you can have all the ingredients of a cell. You can pour all the ingredients of a cell into water. You're not going to have a living being. It's because it defines itself that there's a circle and there's a chelik that's bifnim and a chelik that's bachutz. So the skin of every living being and defines the other and itself. So there's one function. Almost every time, let's say, bark around a tree, there's a roughness that sort of keeps out the outsider and then, or protects against the element. And then there's something that internally, it encloses an area and makes it into a metzias. That's what it accomplishes. So the Adam, because he transgressed boundaries, and he stepped into some place that was asa for him. You know, there was a certain breaking of a barrier. So that means he became lakui in somewhere else. The erva means that his busha is now outside, so to speak. And it became something to be embarrassed of because the person was chayta. So now the person's skin has lost its ability, so to speak, to keep in Tzuras Adam, and now we need another skin on top of it to keep us to keep in the Tzuras Adam. So an outer layer has two functions. It functions as to protect against the outside, as a barrier of some sort, an insulator, etc. It also acts as something to keep together and to give meaning to the inside. And therefore, and this is machlokas, which of the two elements was the primary inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the primary inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the garments for, which was nifka more than yod. That's how the moral is learning that machlokas. Okay. The second part of this Maim HaChazal is So since the two parishes are very, very, the beginning and the end, close to being close to the end, you have Pu'ulos of Chesed, everything goes around it. So he says, Pirish, Roy Shatia Scholas Hatera Vesefa Gemilas Chasodim, Kia Chesed Utoiv Beatzmai, Umasha Tera Trilosa Chesed Vesefa Chesed, Meshe Ika Tera Toiv, Rak Mitzara Odam Tzark Dinu Mishpat, and Vyoise Toiva Ishle Hoyamach Legis Benam, Lightsoch Ladinu Mishpat, Adam Choite, Lightsoch Lab Mrs. Bezen, Behain Kola Carbonus Rak. So let's stop here. We'll continue in a minute. So the morale is saying like this. What does it mean? It starts with chesed and ends with chesed. So it means that in the interaction between the positive events happening and negative events happening we need to distinguish between sheresh / tachlis to hechatimtza. Let's give an example. A person watches somebody feed his geese, and they feed them an endless amount of food and water, etc. So somebody will say, wow, look at how good the geese have it. That this person is really doing a lot of wonderful chesed with these geese. They're eating so much, and he's giving them, take a look how much money he spends feeding the geese. But the tachlis is to shech them, and therefore... So even though one can look at a segment and say they're very kind to the geese and give them a lot of food, but that's not its tachlis. That's not why I started. That wasn't the point when I started out, and that's not the end part of it. The beginning and the end of it is the meat, and I'm feeding it in Znat. On the other hand, imagine somebody who's ill and he must lose weight, or he mustn't eat certain things that are very bad for him, and a parent, spouse, doctor standing over him and saying, no way, and the person's crying, just one more schnitzel, and the answer is no. So a person watching it says, what amazing cruelty. Person is begging for food, and he's not getting it. But the tachlis is that the person get back into good health and be healthy and live long, and that's very different than the nechetimtza. The nekudos that mark tachlis is soif and tchila. In other words, what is the point? Is at the tchila? What's the point that I'm going at? And the soif is, did I get to it? Sometimes a person gets derailed in the process, and he goes off. Sometimes, when a person's involved in the chinuch of his children, so that he starts off with very noble designs, and he wants the kid to be best and good and wonderful, but in the process, a person gets derailed and fed up and upset and etc. So tchila and soif sort of complement each other as being the nekuda that we're headed to. This is where we're aiming at. Everything in the middle is hechatimtza, and hechatimtza lav dafka is the same as shayrish and tachlis. The hechatimtza could be a very difficult hechatimtza, could be very different even sometimes, and so on. So Torah itself, if we ask ourselves, what is Torah about? So the place to look would be the beginning and the end. What's the starting point, and where's it ending up in? That's really the way to understand it. And then we will look at everything else in the context of that. So when somebody does certain activities, to give it a taich of what is he doing, very, very critical is to know the context, meaning what was the starting point and where's it headed to? And is it still heading there? That's really the first thing to convey. So I ask myself, what is Torah? The answer is Torah is a way to be native to Adam, because very close to the beginning we have a parasha Vatava, and almost at the end we have a parasha Vatava. So the override of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that is the core mida, the one that really is tachlis, is lehetiv. That's tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed that the best for a person is that he earns his own way. So I will create a whole mahalach where a person will have to go through a lot of difficulties and on his own achieve and attain what there is to be achieved and attained. And that way, he will get the best there is. So it gives us a context to all of the inyanim of the Torah, that what's the mahalach of it. So Torah is chilosik chesed and sefer chesed. It's chilosik gemilas chasadim, sorry, sefer gemilas chasadim. The ki afem niska Torah misa sumakta einshim. So even now we can understand that even if there's misa and einshim, tachleshem lahalos hametzias ala toiv losara. Voidesh chaladas. So first thing is that is the overriding point of Torah is the toiv and everything else ancillary. Now he says another point. Voidesh chaladas katoyish the chibam shem yisparach. V'chol chibur hu mitzad ha'schola hu mitzad ha'soif. So he says another very interesting nekuda over here, that tchila and soif are the chibur to Adam. Let's explain what that means. Imagine I go into into some situation. I walk into a business, into a school, and I see all sorts of things going on. So I can say that these are things that are, it's because of the way things happened, or outside things affected it, or nobody could have predicted it. When I watch a situation that's not Maisa Adam, the business is chaotic, or the business is phenomenal. Now the question is, where is it associated with Adam? And that's going to be in the Kudus Tchila. How did the person, when the person was mischaber, when the person put the business into place, how did he do it exactly? What did he do? So if I'm looking for the chibur of the Adam to it, the makom is in Tchila. So the middle, things have their own. There were outside events that affected and so on. But let's see what happened at its foundation. What happened at its when it was founded and was established and things were put into place. So if I'm looking for the chibur de Ribbono Shel Olam with Torah, what's the element in Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mischaber with? My answer will be Gemilas Chesed, because that's what we did. So Tchila and Seif also are the mechibur of the osa to the thing itself, which is not so dissimilar from what I said before. And finally, he says, "Va'oydesh chaladas d'mashama katerit chasa chesed sefer chesed kizem meira al sheish lechesed ma'ilo yonashar midas ki aschola misala lakol sheba achrov va'seif misala lakol shahay lefanov v'dovaze yer derech emes ki acheseru mida lakol opirze gam nochay." So he says it tells me something about the ranking of the different midas, and let's discuss this point also. Klal gadol is I use something lesser to support something greater. So for instance, if I have a diamond and I need a setting for it, so the setting is obviously going to be less valuable than the diamond. because the diamond is the thing that I have. The setting is something that I'm using as a prep. So I start with a diamond and I say, okay, how will I wear this diamond? How I'll display this diamond? I have a painting and I'm looking for a place where to put it. I'm looking for a frame to do it with. So the ranking is always going to be, the painting will be more valuable than the frame. And the diamond will be more valuable than its setting. In terms of value, the first nekuda is the primary value, and anything else coming after that is of lesser value. So I have a way of ranking the various meters. It's not only a question of intention, but which does HaKadosh Baruch Hu value more? Well, if he's using din to support chesed, Lamashal, if a person has a pair of shoes that's worth $100, he's not going to put in a $150 patchwork to keep it going. Doesn't make any sense. If the person is using midas hadin to support midas hachesed, then it gives me some sense of the relative value of these two inyanim. That's what he means over here. So we have a way of rating one of the other. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are different ways to present them, but one way to do it is linear, vertical line, and there you have the three midas that are not real midas in the sense that they're never displayed or projected. When we talk about Chachma, Bina, and Das, Keser, and so on, those are midas that are never ever seen by definition. Just like we can't see a person's thoughts except through his actions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga of Chachma, Keser, of Chachma, Bina, Das are projections in other hanhagas. They never ever have a gilui mitzad atzmam, just like their corresponding midas in Adam. Nobody can look in somebody's brains and see the Chachma. We see the Chachma through his Maisim. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those midas are invisible midas. Chesed is the highest ranking mida that's visible, that we can point to something and say, this pula, this pula, this pula, this is the thing. So I'll call upon him. That's it's giving me some sort of a sense of where Chesed ranks, and this is again, all three are fairly similar, the same Nakuda, which is giving me a sense of primary and supportive and so on. I want to add one more thing. It's not something that's written over here, but it's something that is, I think, in the model to speak about, I think it's very mucha, I think it's very nice. If you take the Gemara has a shaila about are you bodek for mezonos or for begadim? Which one are you bodek for? The machlok is in the Gemara that if somebody comes to you and he says I need a meal, so are you bodek? Do you have to check out if he needs a meal or not? And one Mayama says that but for begadim you don't. In other words, a person says, I need something to wear, you give him a lavushin, and so on. So I always understood, it's easy to understand the one who has food. Somebody comes and says, I'm hungry, I haven't eaten all day long. Obviously, that's an incredible need, and the person, you need to give it to him without checking, and even if he's eating a second meal, so what? Lavush, so obviously talking about, it's not talking about somebody's freezing cold, and it's cold, because I think that would count like food. You're talking about somebody that needs begadim for kavod. You know, for dignity. And yet, there's one on the other that says that's such a primary need that you're not bodek. If you take a look at these two inyanim, the Tchilasa Chesed and the Sefer Chesed of Torah, are both inyanim of dignity. They're not inyanim of food, of what we would call need. It's these are both inyanim of dignity. The clothing is to restore dignity to Tzuras Adam. And the covered a mace. The mace itself has no physical needs anymore. And this is even more than that. It's not even it's not even the person feeling or thinking. It's us understanding. You know, the kavod somebody is mutabu zayin. Akash was also in his kavod. So. If Yeskel Sol's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mated through Torah, Torah is not the vehicle for food or drink. It's the vehicle for Kavod Adam, for Tzuras Adam. That's what it's a vehicle for. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have given us Torah, as long as it gives rain and there's enough stuff growing, we'd be able to eat enough, but we'd never have a Tzuras Adam. We'd never have Kavod Adam. Torah and mitzvahs are the restoration of dignity. A person who is lohut after his taivus and can't control himself and does things that are wrong is lacking in a core sense of dignity. And it's astounding. So if you have to ask yourself a little more specifically, if we're saying that Torah is tchilosech gemas chesed, gemas chesed, then let's look at what is the gemas chesed. And the answer is, this is that gemilas chesed. It's something that was very, very. I mean, when I realized it, it's telling me that the bigger need is that. And the truth is, if you think about it, I always say, Rahman al-Islam, very few people take their lives because of physical deprivation. There are not many people, even during the time of the concentration camps, the Holocaust, when physical deprivation was at a degree that was incredible, there was not, you know, there weren't that many people that took that way out. When people face ignominy, when people face a loss of face, that's usually when that comes into play. It's incredible the when a person feels that he is not, that he's either unwanted, undesired, or shamed, that's when a person toys with that idea. It's incredible if you think about it. It's something that, in a very deep way, that's to the need as a human being is to be recognized as a human being, I read. It is incredible. In Germany, there were many suicides before they took them out. And in Germany, they didn't have an idea of how horrible the concentration camp would be. But there was somebody in Hamburg. He was some sort of city official. I forgot his name. I spoke about him on Tisha B'Av. And he wrote, when he got deportation orders, he said the idea of no longer being a Hamburgian, of being from Hamburg, is unthinkable for him and his wife, and that's why they're choosing to kill themselves. I mean, he was a very assimilated Jew, obviously, and very, you know, but his identity was Ish Hamburg, ein Hamburger. And for him, that meant I'd rather die and lay in the ground in Hamburg than live, Rachman al-Tzlan, in Munich. It's incredible. But if you think about it, that's the Hagdara. The biggest chesed you can give for a person is giving him back his Tzuras Adam, his Kavod Adam, his Tzuras Adam. It's whatever. I want to say, sometimes you see on Haga Tovas that Slabodka was was especially noted for this Nekuda in Slabodka, where Kavod Adam, Godless Adam came along with a package of seeing Godless Adam in other people. I had a cousin in Tel Aviv, Rav Lapin, Lapin was Lopiansky, shortened it. Eventually, his grandson married actually our oldest daughter. They were real Slabodka. Everything about them was regal and chashuv. They were quite poor. I mean, he was a Rebbe for many years, I think in Yeshiva, and she was a sister, half-sister, Rela Mishkovsky, Isha Gdolova Chashuvim Ot, everything about her was royal. And I remember the first time I came there, Purim, I used to come there, do Purim and run back to Yerushalayim for the second day. I used to do for the Suda. So they had an open house and they had all sorts of Chashuv people, all sorts of all sorts of people who needed a place, and everyone was treated very royally. And this, there was a woman there that for the lack of a better word, was like a bag lady. She looked it, she sounded it, she smelled it. I mean, I don't know what her story was, but that's what she was. She lived nearby. I think her father had been a rav of some sort or something. I knew very little about her. Her name was Rivka. And I remember, so I came in at the Suda, and she was standing with this woman, and she introduces me to her as if I was meeting the Queen of England. Aaron, I'd like you to meet Rivka the Ravs. And then she says, Rivka, this is our young cousin from America, he's in Lo Yerushalayim. And when she said Rivka the Rav, it was like I was being introduced to the Queen of England. I just couldn't figure it out. In time, I figured out, you know, but in those few words, she gave her a place and a chashivas. And I had the great fortune to meet Rivka the Ravs. It was incredible. I you know, to me, like, that was what Slavatka meant. It didn't mean looking for the latest hairway, you know, hairdos for the Bochum. It meant imparting, you know, using the vehicles of comfort and dignity for others. To me, it was like just an amazing, it's a picture I have always. And I'm not sure that we're a lot from in many ways. I'm not sure if that area exactly we've become better than the old or not. I have my sphakis. Okay, good. So,
Ramesh used to always say over about the Valmar. I'm sure you're familiar.
What? No?
Valmar and Akdama to Shas. Valmar says that Chaya is covered. When we come to Shabbat, because of Nikos HaNefesh, Chaya covered.
Uh-huh.
I used to say that if a person gets to the point where there's no comfort left, either he commits suicide or he starts thinking he's Napoleon. Because you can't live without him.
Wow, okay. Good, Yashkech. I didn't know it. Yashkech. Okay, Agutin. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thanks, Robert Opiansky. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, thank you.